Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We have a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, NFIB.com. Also, you can find Bill's surveys at the NFIB website and his index of small business optimism now 40, what's it, coming up on 43 years,
I
Bill?
I think we're coming up on 43.
Yeah, next month, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's you can also find it at smallbiz.org, and that's small B-U-S. That's Bill's website. And he's graciously allowed us to post the report on our website, so you can also find it there. I encourage you to check it out, folks. Bill, thanks again for being here. We've had some pretty interesting things to happen in the last 30 days with the devaluation of the China currency, which sent global markets into a turmoil, into a downspin. The U.S. economy went through a full correction and approached a bear market, but now seems to have bounced back. What do you think about all that?
Well, you know, I think we ought to have two stock markets, one for the people who play these games with the electronic trading.
Why don't they just go to Vegas, right?
Yeah, I mean, once this trading starts, they trade such large blocks of stock that the price changes are huge, as we saw. You know,
even though the news hasn't changed.
Right, even though the news is really not that bad. So it starts, and then, of course, one guy's sale changes the price enough to trigger another big sale, which triggers another big sale because these people have these computer things
algorithms
to go automatically, right? Yep. And boom, 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 boom. And so you can drop 1,000 points in a day. Boom.
How about 5 minutes?
And people like you and I sit on the sidelines going, what? We're trying to invest for the long term. We're not gamblers. We're not traders.
Right.
We're not.
That's right.
You don't even call them day traders anymore. They're minute traders or second traders.
Right.
It's just really absurd. So that happens. You have lots of, and of course the Fed has provided this incredible amount of liquidity. So everybody's sitting out there with hair triggers on this stuff.
But certain people have access to the liquidity. I don't have access to it.
Exactly. No, we don't. You know, just the big banks, the big traders.
Yep.
You know, who can borrow overnight money every night at 12 basis points, 13 basis points, or something like that. And if it either finances these things they have in the stock market, or they can just leave it in a regular account with the Fed and earn 25 basis points.
You can borrow at
12 and then pay the FDIC fee on the deposit because you have a deposit, and then make money doing nothing.
The part that upsets me, though, Bill, is the fact that Main Street small businesses have not been part of the run-up, but yet we're going to get hammered if the stock market declines into a bear market.
If you own stocks, then you're going to get hit.
You and I both know, with as fragile as the economy is, if we descended into a bear market, we got a recession coming right behind it.
Yeah, maybe. It's really kind of different. We had three bubbles here. First, there was the dot-com bubble, and that was, we paid dollars for clicks, and that was kind of a bunch of silliness. And remember, that's the last time that the QQQs there or whatever were at 5,000. Now they went down to 1,000. Now they've regained 5,000. But the difference is the companies in there really do have earnings and stuff now. So you're not vulnerable like that. So that was a crazy one. Then the next bubble was the housing bubble.
Right.
Well, that was tough because 60% of us have at least one house in our portfolio. I mean, so that really reached Main Street. That hurt us. That hurt small businesses, especially when they borrowed against that equity and then it disappeared so they can't use it to help their company. This bubble is just as big in terms of the net worth relative to GDP as the housing bubble. But again, it's not housing this time that's driving
it up. And this is not a liquidity problem. This is an equities issue. This is a valuation issue.
Right. So this is stocks that are highly valued because the Fed makes interest rates as low as they can. The new piece here, which is huge, is bond prices are at record high levels because Interest rates, of course, vary inversely with bond price. If you have record low interest rates, you have record high bond prices. So if you want to buy a bond in the market, a $1,000 bond to invest your money in, you're going to pay a record high price for that bond, which means a record low yield for you.
Mm-hmm. And hey, Bill, I got to ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
Will the Fed raise rates next week?
I think they will, yes.
I'm still saying no. I've been sticking to that since January. So I bet you a Philly cheese steak
I think they need to do it, and they've set us up. They better do it.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, with the chief economist for the NFIB. Be sure to check out all of his work. He's one of the great Americans that we have, we're associated with here in our brain trust. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.